Jai Shri Parikar, Shri Shri Guru Granga, Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Om Gyanat Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Rakak Shridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupad Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupad Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. So we're continuing our reading of the Rath Yatra pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. We're reading from chapter 13 of the Madhya Leela, and we're going to start today with text 32. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Sarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of Kirtan performers, comprising 24 chanters. In each party there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were formed, Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vakeshwara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Sarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. So Sub Damodar was leading, 5 responding. Now, something a little interesting here to me is that there were also 2 mridanga players. So that should mean that there were 7 responding, if they were also chanting. But I've noticed in India that the mridanga players often don't chant in response. They're just concentrating on playing the mridanga. So I'm wondering if that is the case here also. There were a total of 8 people in each, 8 devotees in each kirtan party, but only Sarup Damodar and 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. So that's 6. That means the 2 mridanga players are not mentioned as responding to the chanting of Sarup Damodar. The 5 who responded to the singing of Sarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Datta, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. So that means now there are 9 if you include the primary dancer. So Advaita Acharya was dancing in the group of Sarup Damodar. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. The five singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Ganga Das, Hari Das, Sriman, Shubhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another two persons, Srikanta and Vallabhasane, joined as responsive singers. In this group, Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnu Das, and Raghava were the responding singers. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Vakreshwara Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaitacharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandan were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on both sides were two other parties. Another was at the rear. So front, sides, and rear parties of Sankirtan performers. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were playing, being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names, tears fell in great ecstasy like rainfall from their eyes. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear mundane sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, all glories to Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. So within each of the seven groups of chanters, four in the front, one on each side, one in the rear, Mahaprabhu appeared in each of their groups. So each one thought, oh, Mahaprabhu is chanting in our group. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. This is very interesting. Sometimes there are factions of devotees of a guru. We're seeing this now. And each one will think, My the guru is with our group. These group of kirtan performers, each one is thinking Mahaprabhu is in his group. Of course, here in fact Mahaprabhu was in each group. No one could see the inconceivable potency, and they thought he is only in our group. Each of these groups of kirtan performers saw Mahaprabhu present in their group, but they thought he was only present in their group, not in the others. Everyone said, Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Hare Krishna, what can be done? So the Lord is mysterious, very mysterious. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath, that means they could understand that Mahaprabhu was in all seven groups. Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra also was astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. He couldn't move. He was stunned by what he saw. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the mercy, even the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, cannot understand him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. So Maharaj Prataparudra, he was one of the fortunate devotees who could understand the activities, the transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person, but the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how both of them were enjoying each other's activities. Mahaprabhu was enjoying the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, and Lord Jagannath was enjoying the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaj Prataparudra could understand this. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. Although the king was refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and introduced and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Indeed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes. But his internal potency, Lila Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. Just as Lord Sri Krishna formerly performed the Rasa Leela dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rath Yatra car could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. Now please hear about Lord Jagannath's going to the Gundicha temple while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rath car. The Lord performed kirtan for some time and through his own endeavor inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindananda, Madhava, and Govinda, all combined together. Govinda is mentioned two times. Srivas Ramai Raghu Govinda Mukunda Haridasa Govindananda Madhava Govinda. Two Govindas. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Sarup Damodar. These devotees, Srup Damodar and the devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face toward Jagannath and prayed as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and Brahmins, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna and Govinda. Mahaprabhu is quoting a verse from the Vishnu Purana. The next verse he recites, all glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the light of the dynasty of Vrishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons and who can offer liberation to everyone. And this is a verse from the Mukunda Mala. And the next verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jana Nivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandan or Yashoda Nandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. This is from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 90, verse 48. The next verse Mahaprabhu is going to recite is from the Padyavali. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra. Nahang vipro nacha narapatir napo napi vaishyo na shudro. That's the beginning, starts that way. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra. Nor am I a brahmachari, a householder, a vanaprastha, or a sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. And from this one line we hear often, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. I am the servant, the least servant. Servant of the least servant. Das Anudas. Servant of the servant of the small servant. The smallest servant. Of the... who is serving the... He who is maintaining the gopis, Gopi Bhartu, who maintains the gopis. I am the servant of the servant of the small servant. Anu means small, Anu Das. That's verses from the Padyavali. Having recited all these verses from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand.
What's a firebrand?
Like a fire on the end of a stick.
Mm.
Wave the stick like that.
Mm.
Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth, with its hills and seas, appeared to tilt. When Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch stretch out his hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, again and again. Just to check the crowds from coming too near, they formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees headed by Kashishvara and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowd from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandan, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandan touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur slapped Harichandan to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Harichandan angry. As the angered Harichandan was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. Maharaj Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Well, sometimes devotees become angry. Harichandan was trying to look after the king. He wanted the king to be able to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srivas Thakur was in front of them, standing in front. So Harichandan tried to get him to move and touched him on the shoulder and then pushed him again. And then being pushed like that, Srivas Thakur became angry and gave a slap to Harichandan. Who, after being slapped, and Harichandan Prabhu, he was going to probably say something in angry words. This made Harichandan angry, and he was about to speak to Srivas Thakur. Prataparudra Maharaj stopped and said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile, while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. When Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. All eight symptoms were exhibited and seen simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the simuli, the silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter. They even thought his teeth would fall out. Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of the Mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell on the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam which fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Shubhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After performing his devastating dance for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Purport. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Sri Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan, and she thought, now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again. Text 114. When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. What was that song? What was sung by Swarup Damodar? Now I have gained the Lord of my life. in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Mahaprabhu, his eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's cart would slowly start again. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead the procession of the Rath Yatra festival. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Now, there's a purport to this that I'd like to read, but we'll read that next time. Okay, Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Sri Jagannath Rathiyatra Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Tai Gaur Premanande Haribol.